Bryant Street Publishing presents Desire by Blood by Melissa Schroeder, read for you by Jessica Jeffries. To the one person who would never leave me alone about this series, Joy Harris, thank you for your support, even if it did border on stalking. I treasure our friendship more than you know. Oh, and now will you shut up and leave me alone? Mel. Prologue. Late in Queen Victoria's reign.
He was made?
Malik asked. Nicodemus Blackburn did not look at his friend, but nodded and continued to clean the blood from beneath his fingernails. The only sound in the dank room was the splashing of water.
How old? I would say less than 2 months, definitely not completely transitioned.
Silence. When Malik didn't respond, Nico glanced at him. The passive expression and cold gaze told Nico everything he needed to know. They had learned long ago Malik would be the whipping boy for every damned maid vampire.
He was completely out of control. The woman.
Nico closed his eyes and swallowed back the fresh wave of nausea that threatened to bubble up. In 500 years, he had never seen anything so brutal, so bestial. He had killed maids before, but never happened upon one of their kills. He opened his eyes to find his friend with a knowing look on his face.
She did not die easily.
If possible, Malik's expression grew colder.
Meaning he raped her to death.
There was nothing to be said, for nothing would stop what was going to happen, what was already happening. Nico grabbed a linen cloth and started to dry his hands.
We need to find out what the bloody hell is happening. This one had no connection to family. There has to be a reason for the maid vampires to be popping up all over the countryside.
Malik nodded.
I've heard more rumbling amongst the Bournes, not to mention the carrier woman they found dead in London 2 nights ago. There might be trouble from my kind again.
Nico shrugged and retrieved another shirt.
I don't think you need to worry. Don't lie. You are always exempt from these witch hunts. You trace your roots back further than mine. Anyone who has made it through transition has no problem. They never lose control.
A cynical smile curved Malik's lips.
True. And so I shouldn't have to worry at all. But the youngest generation doesn't remember the Inquisition. They don't remember how many of us fought on your side. They will be out for blood, so to speak.
Nico faced him. Irritation and worry gripped his stomach in a cold, hard fist. What Malik said was true. Before the Inquisition, Bournes regularly hunted for maids, killing them before they gained control of their new powers. He could not defend what had happened in the past, only work to fix the present. But that would come later. Nico could still smell the corpse's blood on his body. If he closed his eyes, he could remember everything. The mutilation of the carrier woman, the sickening feel of shoving a piece of wood into the vampire's flesh, the word Suprema still echoed in his ears. It was worse than it had been almost 400 years ago. God, he did not want to do that ever again. But he would. He knew that down to his core. There was no way to avoid it. If he allowed someone else to lead the hunt, it would become a massacre of every maid vampire in England. He opened his eyes and looked at his best friend. They had seen the worst mankind could throw at them. Nico feared they were about to see things neither of them were prepared for.
The trail leads to London,
Malik said.
Yes, my father agrees. Your father is the only family leader with any intelligence.
True, for he was the oldest of the 4 family patriarchs that comprised the Vampire Alliance of England and Scotland.
In father's mind, he is the only one who matters. But in this case, he is correct. London would be easier. The Maker could resort to the lower classes, and it would not attract any attention. Do you have any idea who it might be?
Nico shook his head.
Not a clue. All I know is the sightings in the country have dwindled, and those clues we have found all lead to London. I hate London.